All right, over to you.
Hello, we've got the Mayflower Pub, which is one of the most beautiful pubs in London, on the phone right now. Good morning. Well, good evening, as it may be.
It's almost good night.
So what time is it there right now?
It's 9:30.
9:30.
Oh, wow. And what's the pub doing? Are you guys allowed to have many people there yet, or?
Well, we've been locked down for quite a long time, but tomorrow we open.
Oh, that's good news.
That's so exciting.
We've been very, very busy today. We can only open on the outside, serve outside. We can't serve inside.
Now, can I ask, are people making you wear masks at the moment? Are you having to wear masks, or is that just something that's...
Yeah, they have to wear a mask. Not when they're drinking, obviously.
It makes it hard. Makes it hard.
That would too. Now, what was your name, sorry?
Anne.
Now, Anne, we just wanted to sort of touch base and kind of get a vibe of what was the feeling over there in London at the moment after the passing of Prince Philip.
Everyone's very sad because he was very well liked, Prince Philip. So it's a bit of a cloud on everything at the moment.
Yeah.
And very sad. And he can only have a very quiet funeral because of the pandemic.
Yeah, sure.
Can only have 30 people at the funeral.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's what he wanted. He wanted a quiet funeral.
Yeah.
Sure.
So he's got his wishes.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Yeah. I think Prince Harry's coming over from America, according to the papers.
But he's leaving Meghan behind. She's not coming.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you feel about that? Are you okay with that?
I don't mind if he leaves her behind.
Yeah.
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 Careful what I say.
We'll read into that. We're not going to read too much into that. Right. We're not digging too deep because, I mean, the Mayflower, you guys are a famous pub there in inner city London.
It's one of the oldest pubs on the River Thames.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to say. Goes back to 1620.
And
really?
Yep. And I think that's when Philip first popped in for a pint, didn't he?
It's where the Mayflower sailed from to go to the America.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is historic.
That's extraordinary.
No, I knew you were a famous pub. But I wanted to speak to you guys because I thought, you know, no one's going to have their finger on the pulse better as to what the mood of London is than the Mayflower Pub.
Everybody is very sad. It's getting buried now. Well, you probably know this. It's getting buried next Saturday.
Yes, right.
Yeah, that's right. And apparently, so he's getting, he's getting buried, but then once the Queen passes, then he's going to be moved with the Queen to the same site. Is that correct?
That's right, yep. He's waiting for the Queen. She must be very sad.
Yeah.
I mean, 70-odd years together. It's a long time.
It certainly is. It's a remarkable
effort.
They've
been over to Australia, haven't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they certainly have. And
Bringing from Brisbane? No.
Yeah, just an hour north of Brisbane, actually, a place at the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah, I've been there.
Have you?
Have you? Yeah. Whereabouts on the Sunshine Coast have you been?
I've been to Brisbane.
Yeah.
Oh, you've been to Brisbane, right? Yeah.
My grandson lives in Rochdale, is it?
Rochdale. Yeah, Rochdale. Yeah, that's there. Yeah, sure is.
That's cool.
Yeah, that is cool. Now, Anne, can I just quickly ask you, one of the things we've been discussing is that there's got an 8-day of mourning. What does that involve? What's the mourning period involve?
They're all wearing black.
Okay.
They're wearing black clothes. The mourning will be they won't do anything. They won't go anywhere.
Okay.
They'll just be having like a vigil and prayers and have church services today.
Okay.
That's just for the family. The family will do the 8-day mourning.
Yeah. Right.
Not the country.
Right.
They can if they want to.
Sure.
Yeah.
But it's basically the family.
Okay. Oh, well, there you go. Anne, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome.
And giving us a bit of insight because it's kind of hard being all the way down here in Australia and not sort of knowing what's going on over there in the UK. But good luck with your opening of your pub tomorrow too. How exciting.
We've had a lot of people, Australia and New Zealand, going to Buckingham Palace and putting flowers there.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. That's sweet.
Which is really nice.
There's a big love for the royals and a big love for Prince Philip. And
he's lovely.
Yeah. Well, was.
He was a very handsome man, wasn't he? A very handsome man.
Well,
he was.
Don't know about that.
It's lovely to speak to you guys.
You too.
Thanks, Anne. All the best.
Anne.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.